Well, we started off with an idea that we would just change over the lights of our science block. And then we got involved with some other organisations, a charity that aimed to support us. And we suddenly got very ambitious and decided to change over the whole school's LEDs. And we have. We raised enough money to achieve that. It was £16,000 in the end, by the end of our campaign.
So, I mean, that's certainly not cheap. And tell us how many bulbs it was that you... I'm sure as you were starting to count, you're thinking, oh, goodness, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, I didn't count them. The students came in and worked with our premises team to count them, and it ended up over 500, around 550 bulbs in total that need to be changed. And most of them are now being changed, just a few to go.
Fantastic. Tell us why it is so important to change to LED.
Well, from an energy efficiency point of view, so the LEDs use about one third of the electricity of normal bulbs. And as a school, we were slowly changing them. And we were just really keen to get the students involved in making a difference.
And what will it mean financially for the school? Although it's cost you a lot of money initially, will it benefit you in the long term?
Well, of course, we've been very grateful for all of the donations that we got. So in that respect, our community has really helped us out. But it will save the school around £5,000 a year on their electricity bills.
And as far as helping the environment and those sorts of things, how engaged do you think the students are in that sort of thing? It's a huge topic at the moment, isn't it?
Well, it's been lovely. So the whole campaign was actually more than just the students. The students were the heart of it, but actually that engaged the parents, it engaged the old boys and girls of the school, engaged the teachers. So it was the students' enthusiasm to make it happen that engaged everybody else.